morning. Vinny, Chris comes to preview the Wolves game on Sunday, so fire away.
How bad can I make this for the last time?
You're telling in there, so don't worry. Do we make it?
Jürgen, what's the week been like for you? How are you feeling about your last game as Liverpool manager and saying goodbye to the fans?
Yeah, most intense week of my life, definitely. Was that now? I said so often goodbye this week. To so many people, great moments already. So we don't have to pretend it's a normal week because it isn't. But on the other side, looking at the game, I said it as well this week already. I'm a very pragmatic person, and I very often try to just to save myself. And this is the last game of the season, yes. And after that is holiday. That's what I had for the last 24 years. So business as usual. Knowing that everything around the game, during the game, will be completely different. Yesterday, the players said goodbye in their way. We had a little barbecue here. It was really nice. The day before yesterday, I was with the staff of Chapel Street. It was really, really nice. Sunday, the stadium after that. Another goodbye celebration, whatever. It's a lot. And I had very emotional moments, of course, in between. But it's a lot to do as well. I'm not sure, but I don't know exactly how many shirts I signed last week, but there were a few, let me say like that, and I'm not sure if not everybody has now one. But it's all part of the thing. Look, saying goodbye, I don't think is ever nice, but saying goodbye without feeling sad or feeling hurt or whatever, that would just mean that the time you spent together wasn't right and not great, and we had a great time. So it was always clear that it will be tough, and I know it will be tough.
Got a few programs for you to sign as well if you've got time. Is that no chance?
If it wouldn't be live.
Not just yourself, obviously, leaving the club. We knew that anyway, but Pep Linders, we found out this week, has got a new job to look forward to. And today, we find out that Joel Matip and Thiago will be leaving the football club as well. Just wondered if we could get your thoughts on all three.
Yeah, Pep and Vito have a bright future. I always said that. They're incredible coaches, fantastic coaches. They are the most influential coaches you can imagine I ever had, because we created a style of play which I really love together. They're incredibly talented, full of energy, stuff like that. So I will follow each step of them. I think it's a great choice of club, both sides. They are lucky, both are. They really will, that will be really good. Yeah. But then John Achterberg joins Stevie. Yeah. Good luck with that. No, a fantastic coach. If you ask the goalies over the years, he coached on one day 12 goalies. I didn't know we had that many at the club, but he coached everybody and their dogs. It was unbelievable. And so fantastic. Jack Robinson is leaving as well. Fantastic young goalie coach. The future is bright for him. So Andreas Kornmeier will leave. Future's bright for him. His CV is Bayern Munich, Liverpool FC in the most successful spells you can have. So that's really cool. Dr. Andreas Schlumberger will leave. So many people will leave, but it's normal, actually. It's not, they don't leave because I go or whatever, but there's a new start, and that's fine. And in football, you usually, if you want to be part of the football business, you need to be ready to move a lot. Because usually you get the sack after half a year or after a year and stuff like this, and you go on next one, stuff. And it's always an experience, but we experienced 8.5 years together, which is pretty special, and everybody's super thankful and appreciative of that. And they all see it like that. So they will be fine, and I will follow whatever they will do. And Joel and Thiago were in my office. I spoke a bit longer this week. Have you ever seen a better free transfer than Joel Matip? You will not find a more likable person than Joel Matip. He's funny in its own way. It's ridiculously funny, to be honest, and a wonderful man. with a wonderful family, so he has to make a decision, does he want to play on or not, that we will see that, or read it, or whatever. But whoever gets him is a lucky club, definitely, because he's world-class and super humble. That together is now really rare, like super humble. You know? And the next world-class player, then obviously Thiago. In a parallel world, I would have loved to see the career without injuries. He's, I'm not sure the best, but definitely one of the best I ever saw. He can do things. I was before that. I didn't think it's possible. He's in control of absolutely everything on the pitch. Unfortunately, the body didn't play exactly a part. But he's in a good way. He looked really good yesterday. And I'm sure he won't want to give a try again. So I told them already thank you for everything what they did. So I don't think I have to tell you that now. But now, whoever leaves this club and worked together last year, well, they were all brilliant. There's nothing. If they wouldn't have been brilliant, they would have left last year. So, because we don't carry problems with us. So I'm really, really thankful for all that.
Yeah, we've often tried to get you to comment on the wider things affecting football. So for the last time, Premier League clubs next month, they're going to be voting on whether or not to scrap VAR. Just wondered if you were voting, how you would vote.
I'm not sure that they vote against VAR. I think they vote against how VAR gets used. Because that's definitely not right. So I understand that in the way they do it, I would vote against it. Because these people are not able to use it properly. I don't think that VAR is the problem, but the way we use it is the problem. So if you cannot change the people, obviously, that's clear. You need them. And so then I would say, yeah, I would vote for scrapping VAR.
Thank you very much.
Jürgen, how do you want your side to sign off against Wolves in your final game? A win, obviously, but the manner...
Look, this is a massive challenge now, to sit here and pretend that I have no clue how the team meeting will be. So I think the documentary guys are in, right? I'm not sure, but probably they asked me to go, that if they can have the last meeting, team meeting, which nobody ever had. And I said no, because I have no idea how that will be. Maybe Virgil is doing it. So somebody has to do it who is really on fire. Can I be on fire? Probably yes. I think so, but I don't know in the moment. But it will be really strange. And now we talk about a Wolves game. Yes, I want us to play top football. The people come for that. But we need an atmosphere for that. Like during the game would be cool if that would be not a goodbye atmosphere, but really football atmosphere, that would be cool. It's a strong opponent. They played a sensational season. They were the most unlucky team I ever saw with the VAR decisions. They were crazy against Wolves. Wow. We had a few strange ones, but they are the champions of that. Unbelievable. Now recently results not exactly maybe what they would expect, and especially with the football they played before. But they will be strong. They want to have finish on a high, so we have to be strong. We will prepare as good and as normal as possible. But this time, I think I was never the part to disturb the good game. But probably in this moment, I am the one, because I'm really sorry for that. I would love not to be that. But standing there and pretending that's a completely normal game, nobody would believe me that if I tell that. So it's a challenge for different reasons this time. And I hope we all together can just put a really good performance on the pitch. I think we all would deserve that, and it's much easier to celebrate afterwards if you saw a good game before. But I cannot guarantee that now, but I will try as hard as I can.
Carlos.
Hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
Your last trophy is the EFL Cup. You won 7 major trophies while being here. But how much did you enjoy that compared to the ones, because did it encapsulate what your team has played like over the time? Because you had to have the adversity of all the injuries, playing the kids as well. How much joy did that give you, that win?
I said it after the game, this is my favorite final I've ever played, for the circumstances we played it in. That's how it is. It's not the competition, but the final. Forget what you get afterwards. So we all know that people. people see the Carabao Cup or whatever, but in that moment, I tell you, it felt absolutely outstanding. They could have given us each trophy. We would have taken it and would have been the happiest people on the planet. It was just, the game was great, the atmosphere was exceptional. You're right, it showed everything what this club is about, because the people created an atmosphere in the stadium which I'm not sure Wembley ever had before. I know now a few guys from other teams will say, yeah, in 1976 it was like that, but who cares? It's a really, if our people can create some special moments, wow. And that night, the team created something really special. The club created something really special. The academy created something really special. It was, from a club point of view, the best night of our lives, because you want to have the kids involved. You want to have that. You want to give the recognition to the academy. I mean, I didn't have to say a word. I usually have to say, and Alex Inglethorpe is doing that, and Barry is doing that, and Mark is doing that. But that night, everybody just had to look, where are they coming from? Everybody knew that obviously the coaches and the academy did really well, and I loved that to bits. Love to see the kids' eyes. And the Ella once virtual skipper, first trophy, blah, blah, blah. It was just a fantastic night, and I will never forget that, definitely. And yeah, was a good one.
And is there a moment or a goal performance which kind of defines the football that you want your teams to play with over the years?
The football we played was, I would say, the best football we played against Man City this year. In that game, in that period, I don't know exactly the minute anymore, but we never controlled City like we did it that day. That is super difficult to see where they are now. So they're obviously still a really good team, but that day we played the best. We won before, but they were different games. And we played really good, and we scored incredible goals against them with, I don't know, 40 passes in possession, ending up completely free in front of the goal. Yeah, yeah. But controlling a game against a team like that, putting them under pressure like that, we never did before. So that was my favorite. Maybe it's 60 minutes or so, but that's really good. Most spectacular Barcelona. So many things. Best goal, Alisson Becker. Best assist, Trent Alexander-Arnold against Barcelona. Yeah. Best save, Alisson Becker against Napoli. What else? What was that? Best cross? No. Oh, back heel. Best back heel goal, Sadio Mane. Yeah. I had a few things, yeah.
Andy.
Hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
In terms of the success you've enjoyed at the club compared to the competition you've faced, how do you reflect on your time here?
For me, it's absolutely. I'm absolutely fine. I know we could have won more, but I cannot change that anymore, so I'm absolutely fine. We could have won less, it's possible as well. Not becoming champion for a point, it's not a great experience, but it's an experience and shows you that you were really good. That will not be in the history books, obviously, it's not. And then all the wins, and then the nearly wins, they will not be there. I know that, that's life. But you cannot, if you are in it, you cannot see it like that. I can't. And I couldn't have done anything different. And in this moment, because it's I think this one season, I don't know which it was now exactly, but when we don't score at City, when the ball was pretty much over the line, but it was not. And in the same season, I think 2-3 weeks later, Aguero scores a goal where the ball is that much at Burnley over the line. Sorry, that's now not my fault. I don't take that. I take responsibility for everything, but not for that. So we could have, but it's fine. We could have won more Champions League. Being three times in a Champions League final is an outstanding achievement. Outstanding achievement. Being brave enough and try it always again as hard as we did is really outstanding. It is really brave, because a good chance that you lose the final, that's just how it is, because you face then Real Madrid. They win it. They find always, so far, found always a way to win it. And we tried again. And that's how it is. So, I said before, I would not be happy if I would have thought I could have done more. I couldn't. Couldn't have done more. Could have done better. Me? Not. Could somebody else have done better? Yeah, probably. that's possible. But me in that situation, no. And that's why I'm fine with it. And the rest will be judged by the people. And I'm pretty sure more of them are fine with what we did. And some think it's not enough. And both is absolutely all right if they think like that.
Tal.
Hi.
Hi.
Journey and the emotional journey they've had rather than maybe the trophies and the results. I'm just wondering what you're going to take away from the experience.
Same.
Outside of the results.
I know, same. Look, it's nearly a decade in my life. And super influential in so many ways. In so many ways. I spoke before about how hard it will be to say goodbye. I love absolutely everything about this place. I do. And I take memories with me, fantastic memories. I take friendships with me, relationships with me, forever. Look, I think that and you realize that the older you get, when time slips through your fingers, that's the worst. You only realize that later on. You look back and think, my God, that was quick. I don't think it was quick, the 9 years. It's not that I feel it as if I would have arrived yesterday. I really think it was the absolute opposite of waste of time. It would be used absolutely everything and tried to make the best out of everything, tried to enjoy it as much as somehow possible. And a decade in your life is a massive one. And I will not forget, I'm not going to say a minute, but I will not forget a day in that time because I met the best people I ever met. And I did it for the best club I could have imagined. So that's just how it is in a wonderful, very, very, very special city, very special. Nothing is perfect nowadays, but the majority of the people in the city are for me as close as possible because of the way they are, the way they deal with life, the way they welcome you, the way they treat you. And I don't mean me. I mean all the people I know when they arrive in the city. What they tell me describes people in Liverpool. And that's wonderful to know. I'm completely in peace. It's wonderful to know that I spent a big time of my life here. And I said it before, I got the key of the city, and I know that's probably for a lot of people rather funny. Oh, my God. For me, it feels like responsibility. So I don't think and will not. I don't imagine that the club will need my help in the future. But if the city needs me, I'm there. That's how it is. So I wanna be helpful in whatever way, and we will see how that looks.
We've got time for a few more to our Sunday breakout as well. James first.
Jürgen, there's pictures that earlier on this week of you stood on the pitch alone at Anfield and then stood on the cop. What was that experience like?
I'm really sorry. I know that this life is about pictures and stuff like this. It was a staff event. That's why I went there. Loved it, did it. But then people from our TV channel, other people asked me to do that. I would never wear a sacco and a shirt and go to Anfield in an empty stadium and just stand there and enjoy an empty stadium. I love Anfield to bits, but I love when it's full. This was created. I hope it's not. I hope that's not a picture of my time at Liverpool, being alone in the stadium. That would be somehow dressed up. I had, when they asked me to do that, I stood there, and yes, that feels kind of then strange. And yes, you realize I never did it before, so now I did it once, and I will never do it again. Probably. When can you find Anfield completely for yourself and be alone in there? But I wasn't alone. A lot of cameras were on. You can see because there were pictures. Anfield is super, super special place because the people. It's a nice stadium, love it, love it, love it, love it. But the people make it exceptional.
Rory Smith and the last one up the front.
Yeah, I don't know how much chance you get or have had over the last few years to actually go into Liverpool, the city, but your face is kind of everywhere. There's like half a dozen murals.
That doesn't help. with me going into the city. There's a guy standing there.
How do you explain how much the fans have taken to you personally?
I can. I try to explain why I like the people so much, why the people like me so much. I how can I describe that? It's not, I don't understand it properly. I know the Football Manager of Liverpool is, before you put a step on the pitch, people like you until you disappoint them. We never really disappointed, I think, moments, but in general, it was all right. But the club is special. The club, and I real that you realize now as well. The club means the world to so many people. It's crazy. So here, use the opportunity to apologize. I got over the last months, over the years, but now in the last few weeks, it was really extreme. Emails, letters. If I start answering them, I sit here until 2028. So it's just too much, and I really apologize that I cannot react on it. Some of them I read. I didn't read all of them. I couldn't organize tickets for the last game. There were a lot of requests as well. But it shows and yesterday I had for LFC TV to read letters. And I think one of them, I burst into tears. It's just not possible. It's like the stories behind it, what it meant to the people and what we did over these 9 years and how their life changed in these 9 years. I know that football can do that to people. Can know it, football can do that to a city. And we did that. But the thing is now, and some people might think, but now I leave and that's gone. But it's not, because experience are there to learn from. And if you all experience now that can lead, that the way we felt, the way we bought into it, led to the fact how happy we were. Yeah. Then keep doing that. For the next generation, for the next team, which is big parts is still here, for the next manager, and you will feel the same way, because the support is not, doesn't depend on people, not at all. It's about the club. It was before me about the club. It will be after me about the club, and that's how it should be. But we have very special, very very special supporters, and the last 9 years meant the world to them. And I'm happy with that, about that.
Last one again, I apologise.
Hi Jurgen, how are you over the last couple of months?
Still good.
Good, great to hear. Over the last couple of months, I've been speaking to fans, ex-players all across Ireland. I spoke to Dara Gorman, who came over at Christmas time as well. And from speaking to so many people, the main thing that was coming through was that you made Liverpool feel like even more of a family. Before you came in, did you expect to have this sort of an impact on fans, not only in Liverpool, but across the world?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, come on, let's do that. So let me say, I had a good relationship at Mainz with the people, and they for them it was probably the hardest because they saw me 11 years playing. So they knew me really. We created a really special bond at Dortmund as well. So I never planned that, but I like it a lot, and I think it's actually what makes football really enjoyable. I always explained it like that. If the people would not come and watch and support us, football would be still a nice game, but we would put sticks in the ground and would play in a park. And because the people love it so much, and it means so much to the people. We played in fantastic stadiums. We earn an awful lot of money, and we have a great life. Yeah, intense, but really good. So, and you have to experience that together. I never understood why you're there, we're here. It's like we are the ambassadors of our people. We have to fulfill their dreams. We try. We cannot guarantee that, but we have to try. We have to fight extremely hard because they fight extremely hard. All these kind of things. That's how I always understood it. And we always did it. And that's why I understand why the people love that time, and I was here that time so much. So, but I never expected it to happen, because you never know how the people will take it. But obviously here it was, this thoughts fitted like a glove to the people's thoughts, and that's why it was pretty special.
Thank you.